What's up, everybody? Welcome to Land Grant Holy Land's I-70 football show, where we discuss the entire Big Ten from Rutgers to Ohio State. You can catch us every Monday breaking down the major games, storylines, and previewing the next week's slate. If you love the Big Ten, pack a bag, jump in the car, and enjoy the ride. As always, I am your host, Jordan, and I'm here with my co-host, Dante. Dante, how are you?
My bad.
No, you good. How are you, then?
A little tired. As you know, just came back from like a small little vacation from like a state over. But had a little fun out there. Did some new things I've never done before. So I'm a little tired, but I'm excited to get this episode going.
Oh yeah, same here. Speaking of vacation, I'm going on vacation this coming week. It's not going to interfere with the show, but I am going on vacation this coming week, so I'm excited.
Nice.
Yeah. As you all, this is my replacement for the trip that I couldn't go on, that you still went on, and I talked a whole bunch of trash about. So, figured I'd still get something out of it. So, man, we have a lot to talk about this week, but we also have nothing to talk about because this week is a review and a preview show. The review is going to be amazing. The preview, just because we like football, we're going to make something shake, but every good team except for one in the Big Ten is not really playing, or they're playing really bad opponents. So next week is a little slow, but we're going to make it shake because that's what we do.
Right.
So... I mean, where do you want to start? Do you want to start off the show with the biggest game, or you want to make them wait a little bit?
What was the biggest game? Because
the biggest game, not the best game. There were better games, but like the top five matchup.
Gotcha. See, I thought that was a good game, but again, I love defense.
I thought it was a good game. It was a good game, but it wasn't the best game. The best game was Michigan State, Nebraska. That was a really fun game to watch.
I saw some highlights. I missed a few games, but I did see some highlights, and it looked like exciting games went on.
Let's start with the blowouts. You want to get blowouts out the way?
Yeah, let's get the blowouts out the way.
Okay, so. My first question, do you believe, because, every other college football fan does, do you believe in transitive properties in college football?
Transitive properties in college football. Man, brought out a math term on me. Wow. one I haven't heard in a while. A little bit. I can see why people can believe that. A little bit. Okay. I do believe it.
Because I just want to start off this podcast with some heat. If transitive properties are real, that means Michigan sucks.
Oh, that's not fair.
If they're real, it means Michigan sucks. Because Rutgers, we've talked about Rutgers for the last 3 weeks. Right. And it's not because of them. It's because of their opponents. When you look at it, it's kind of unfair that they had to play Michigan, Ohio State, and Michigan State in back-to-back weeks.
Yeah.
But it was back-to-back-to-back weeks. So if you believe in transitive properties and you look at these games and you see Michigan wins 2013 and struggles, really should have lost the game, then Ohio State wins 50-something to 13 with the last touchdown being in garbage time when they had literally 2 walk-on linebackers in the game because their linebacker depth is a little hurt. And then the next week, you see Michigan State play Rutgers, and they win. Why am I doing this to myself? I have the scores. I literally have the scores, and I'm just like not looking at them. They win 31-13. Is that right? Was it 31-38? Did I look at ESPN wrong? It feels like it should have been a bigger win. The game wasn't as close. Yeah, it was 31-13. The game wasn't as big as the score. And then so, again, Michigan, 20-13, doesn't score in the second half, almost loses. Ohio State blows them out 50-something-13. Michigan State blows them out 31-13. And in this game, because we talk about Big Ten quarterbacks sucking and not really being good, in this game, Michigan State is the fifth team ever to have a quarterback throw for 300 yards, a wide receiver have 200 yards, and a running back have 200 yards in the same game. So if you believe in transitive properties, Michigan might suck.
So here's why. I can see where you're coming from. Trust me, I see it. But also, do you believe in a team getting beat up on a week before gave up?
See, I have issues with that.
So, because think about it. You lose a close game where you think you should have won. A lot of people thought Rutgers should have beat Michigan. And then you come back the next week and get shellacked.
Yep.
And now you go, and then you go up against another big, huge Big Ten team and get beat up on. It sounds like you're kind of exhausted.
See, but that's another theory. I haven't picked an answer. I'm just throwing it out there. I wanted to see how you feel. I'm not saying that Michigan sucks. I do think that Michigan is 4 or 5 out of the 5. I don't think they're the best team.
No, I don't think they're top 3 at all.
I'm not sure that they suck. I just wanted to start off the podcast with some heat. I wanted to see if you were going to deliver something. You took a measured approach. I'm not mad at it. But honestly, there are a couple of theories, right? Like, you could use transitive properties and say that Michigan sucks just off of the fact that Michigan State and Ohio State blew out Rutgers. You could say that Michigan State caught Rutgers at a good time after playing Michigan and Ohio State. I mean, you can really say anything, but ultimately you just have to give props to Michigan State because they did something that 5 teams have ever done.
Michigan State has a really good offense.
Really deny that. Who expected to say that?
I'm not going back to what I thought about at the start of this.
But even 3 weeks ago, right, when we're like, okay, Michigan State might be a good team, it didn't look like they had a really good offense. It just looked like they had a great running back. And then the quarterback showed up.
That's what it was. I really thought they just had a really, really good run game. And honestly, so what I thought might happen with Michigan is actually happening with Michigan State, whereas Michigan still has a really good run game. But Michigan State looks like they have a quarterback.
I was trying to tell you. I don't know. Maybe I just didn't know you as well as I thought you did. Like I thought I did. You've been taking a whole lot of positive approaches on this podcast, and I wasn't expecting that. You're making me.
Think about it. I started off real negative. I did, and then true. Purdue went 4-0. So like, I was, now it's kind of like I don't want to look dumb no more. I'm just kind of hedging my bets at this time.
I hear you, but I was trying to tell you that I didn't think Michigan was going to have a good offense. I don't think Cade McNamara is that good of a quarterback. If they did what Oklahoma did and put in their freshman, though, I think it could, you know, maybe change their outlook, because I do think their freshman has a chance to be a good quarterback. But I don't know. Michigan State having a good offense is just like – it's scary.
Yeah, they're a really good team coming up. And they're still undefeated, correct?
Yeah, yes.
I don't know about that Penn State ranking then.
Right?
Because Michigan State got wins in the got Big Ten wins, if I'm not mistaken. So, I don't know about that ranking. We'll get to that. I don't know about that. All right. So it's Michigan, right? Michigan's still undefeated, too.
I think I said this to you, but I know for a fact if I didn't, I wrote it in my article. We're 2 weeks, but one game away from 7-0 Michigan versus 7-0 Michigan State in a top 10 showdown.
Yep. Just not for Michigan to lose that game.
They're definitely going to lose. Not only that, listen to this, right? We have, and this is way too early, but this next week sucks. So I want to talk, like, we're going to talk about this week for like the next 3 episodes because it's so big. We have Penn State versus Iowa. We have Penn State versus Ohio State, which is not as big as it would have been if Penn State was undefeated.
No. Because they're still it's still big. It's still big because they only got one little blemish, and there's at that time both teams has lost L's to teams that were ranked, which I kind of want to bring up later about show school.
I mean, you can bring it up, but
because that L to Miami, what's Oregon doing?
They're still number 9 in the country.
9, huh?
Which is actually a better ranking than they were when they lost. When we lost. Regardless, it is still a big game. It's just not as big as undefeated Penn State versus whatever in one Ohio State. But one of the things to your point is that loss was against the West. So Penn State, if they beat Ohio State, can still win the East and get a rematch, which makes that game huge. Then we have potentially and hopefully undefeated Michigan versus undefeated Michigan State. And then in a game that is not as big as it was, but it's still a rivalry game, we have Iowa versus Wisconsin.
That could have been so much better.
Oh my God, right? But it's still a rivalry game, so it's still going to be interesting. And then we also have Indiana versus Maryland, which is the battle of, like, we don't want to be the worst team in the Big Ten East, which alone is going to be interesting.
Which is crazy because, like, I wholeheartedly believe Maryland can throw up 50 on Indiana.
I do too, which means it's going to be a fun game to watch.
Right. Oh, man. Poor Indiana.
So that's four really good games on one Saturday, which is going to make this Saturday seem even worse, but whatever.
We'll push through football. There's still going to be some great football that's going to be played.
Yeah, we will. So back to this Michigan State versus Rutgers game. I'm not fully in the transitive property camp, but I do still believe, as I've said before, the last 2 weeks, that Rutgers is a stepping stone in the Big Ten. And for Michigan State, for them to win this game and to win it this way is major for them. I think this, if you needed Michigan State to prove themselves, if you needed them to legitimize themselves for whatever reason after they were 5-0, I think this is the game that they did it. Obviously beating Michigan in 2 weeks is going to be even bigger, but I think they proved themselves legitimate. I think they're a better team than Michigan. I think they should be ranked higher than Michigan. I think that's just a brand thing for why they're not. And honestly, I am 100% ready to say this. I think that they're the toughest game for Ohio State.
Michigan State?
Ohio State. Yeah. And if Ohio State wants
to win.
I jinxed which team?
Michigan State.
I do. I mean, I'm sorry. I hope I didn't jinx them, but I do think because they have the best running back, they have the best quarterback, not in the Big Ten, that's Ohio State's quarterback, but of the five, well, of the other four, I mean, they might have the best quarterback. They have good wide receivers, and they have a decent defense. I think that they would provide the biggest challenge, especially because I just don't think Penn State has the best defense, but Sean Clifford's not a good quarterback, and we don't know what happened with him. We don't know how serious his injury is.
Right.
So I think Michigan State legitimized themselves. They played a great game. We talk about a lot of the really good wide receivers in the Big Ten because there are a lot. No one really mentions Jalen Naylor, and I think he kicked down the door and said, hey, don't forget about me when you talk about Jahan Dotson. Don't forget about me when you talk about Chris Olave. Don't forget about me when you talk about Garrett Wilson. I'm nice, too. Right. Did you see the Kenneth Walker 94-yard touchdown?
Jesus Christ, I did not. I did not see that highlight. Hold on.
No, I have to find this and send this to you. Because I don't even want to assume. When you think of a 94-yard touchdown, how do you think it happened?
Broken coverage.
Okay. Cool.
That's the only way I could think of, like, blown coverage or bad tackling.
Mm-hmm. You think of, but the first thing that you think of is broken coverage.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if this is the best angle. I'm sorry, this is not great podcasting, but I need you to see this. I need you to see this because this is like, no hyperbole, no BS. This is like a run that I've never seen before.
Now, while you do search for that and send me that, you took a positive approach about that Michigan State Rutgers game, whereas I might take a more negative approach for it because I kind of look, while it is a good game and they had just to be able to have two different offensive weapons, have 200 yards and then, what'd you say, 400 yards passing, something like that?
300
yards passing. That's amazing. Don't get me wrong. All credits to them. But like I said before, I think having Rutgers go up against Michigan, Ohio State, and Michigan State was rude. Rude as hell. And I think it took a mental toll on that team that is a punching bag. Because in a way, you said it. You said they're a stepping stone. That's the same as a punching bag in my eyes. So when you had a chance...
I think a punching bag is more like they don't stand an option. I think a stepping stone is like, this is a good team that good teams should beat.
Yeah, like, but I've even seen good teams. Maybe I'll have to say two or three years ago, the Browns were a good team and were still a punching bag considered to most teams in the NFL.
Okay, that's fine. That's fair. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
So I look at it like that, like, so for you to have that really, really close game against Michigan and be like, all right, like, it's hard to turn that around, especially for a young team. I think Rutgers is a young team. So it's hard for them to turn that mindset around. And then after already being down and then getting kicked severely while you were down, it was a prime opportunity for Michigan to assert dominance, not Michigan, Michigan State to assert dominance in that game. That's how I look at it. Especially to give up 200 yards receiving and 200 yards rushing to two different players. That looks like mental defeat to me. That's what that sounds like to me.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. So you're not ready to go all in on Michigan State?
Not as much as you are, at least.
Okay. Yeah. That's fair. I sent you the clip.
I'm about to watch it right now.
I just love this run because, like, most 94-yard runs.
Yeah, yeah, no. See, clip barely played, right? And I've already seen it. I've clip barely played. That's barely trying on defense, especially at the defensive line. I mean, Michigan State, each lineman got to their assignment to block way too easily. That's way too easily. So, bad angle, tackling angle, another bad tackling angle, and just poor tackling. So, I was right on the second one. Poor tackling. Yeah. That's just mental defeat look right there.
Hey, that's a play by a big-time playmaker.
It is. He made them people miss, but it's just two of those were bad tackling angles, and then everything else was get off of me. A 94, 93 rushing touchdown.
I totally understand what you're saying. I have a football crush on Kenneth Walker. I said this to Chris, my co-host on the other podcast that I do. I said, you know that, I always forget his name as soon as I want to say it. Blade, what's his name? Blade. Wesley Snipes. We're both terrible. You know the Wesley Snipes meme where he's holding the gun and he's crying?
Yeah.
I said that's going to be me to Kenneth Walker when they play Ohio State. I can't root for you this week. I need you to have a bad game.
Please. Now I get your stance on when you said Michigan State might be the toughest test. Because if they can bully people on the offensive line like that, Even Ohio State can get bullied for real if it's a good enough offensive line. Yeah, now, Ohio State has been doing well these past few weeks. Haven't really played anybody, but have been doing well these past few weeks. So,
yeah, here's my biggest issue with the haven't played anybody thing. I think we forget that, like, we've watched good teams struggle against nobody. And then when they have that loss, we're like, oh, we should have known that. I just think, like, you can't praise a team, but you have to credit a team for taking care of business. And that's the only thing
I'm going to say. That's why I said they're looking up. I definitely said they're looking up. I just threw in the haven't played anybody because I'm a hater. So,
You know, it happens to the best of us. Yeah. So I think that's a perfect way to lead into Ohio State. We're going to spend 3 minutes max on this. I just think Ohio State's interesting.
I think Maryland, Ohio State is a disrespectful school because there's truly no reason to put up 66 points against anybody.
Listen, and this is after putting up 72 last time they played, 73 last time they played.
Unnecessary.
This is what I'm going to say.
Because there's boosting your confidence and then it's being a dick. Like,
No. Here's the thing. Ohio State took out their players. They played three quarterbacks. Their third string quarterback got into the game. And the 66th point came from a pick six. And it's like, was he not supposed to run it in when you throw it straight to him?
I always think defense, go score on defense. Get your touchdown. Yeah.
So they did take their foot off the gas a little bit, but it's just Maryland wasn't there.
I mean, it looks from outside looking in, don't really seem like
Iowa put up 51, dog. Like, what could you do? Iowa doesn't have a good offense. But, yeah, so the only thing I have to say on this is Maryland, in my opinion, unless Michigan State keeps this up, it's one game, so we don't know. Unless Michigan State keeps this up, Maryland has probably the second best quarterback in the Big Ten and the best offense. Talia Tagovailoa is really good. Who would have a better offense?
No, I'm not. It's just that defense is that atrocious.
I'm not talking about the win. I'm talking about specifically Ohio State's biggest issue was their defense. Mm-hmm. There was a scenario where they win this game like 52-35 or something, where like Maryland puts up a bunch of points and it's like it's still kind of a blowout, but Maryland's scoring all over them. Yeah. Ohio State starters held Maryland to 10 points.
I think Maryland came into this game scared. Because they have the ability to score. So it you know how those teams where you're too excited?
Yeah.
You're too ready. That's what that looks like to me. Because Maryland's better than that. It's better than an almost 50 point blowout. They're much better.
Against Ohio State, they might not. If this is Ohio State, if this is the Ohio State we've seen, this is what that game's supposed to look like, regardless of who they are. And that's what it's looked like since Maryland's been in the Big Ten. So that's the only thing I have to say about it. We still need to see Ohio State against some better teams. And luckily, we're going to see them against Indiana, Penn State, Michigan State, Michigan. Like, we're going to see
Indiana.
Yeah, I shouldn't have mentioned that. That was the preseason rolling in. That was right, the preseason talk. But 3 weeks ago, if I would have told you 3 weeks ago, Ohio State would beat Maryland 66-17, would you have believed me?
Yes.
I wouldn't have believed it.
That's crazy. Yeah, I would have.
They looked that bad. I wouldn't have believed
it. I think Ohio State fans definitely overreact. And that's why it's so easy to like pick on y'all because y'all definitely overreact to things. I easily would have believed if you told me Ohio State beat Maryland by almost 50 points. Yeah.
Yeah, the only reason I wouldn't have believed it is because of the defense. They gave up 30 points. They gave up almost 30 points to Tulsa. Mm-hmm. I just wouldn't have believed that their defense held someone to 17 points. It wouldn't have been the 66 points. It wouldn't. And so, regardless, I just think that Ohio State's looking like Ohio State, and that should be scary to everyone. It shouldn't really matter because Ohio State should have been this the entire season, but they weren't. So I think now, I think we can get back to just expecting Ohio State to win the Big Ten, unless you disagree.
Oh, man, you really don't see nobody with real confidence, like real, put real fear into you until 8 weeks in. If Indiana could put up 35, if Indiana puts up a good amount of points, then I'm not ready yet. I want to see what Indiana can do. Where okay. I know, and I probably shouldn't even be thinking about Indiana putting up points against Ohio State, for real. But if Ohio State think they back and they not really back, and then Indiana gives them a little hiccup, then I might have something then to say. Then it's a little. But if it's 66-17 against Indiana, then it's like, all right, man, I guess so. I ain't crap.
It's gonna.
Here goes gonna be another like boring Big Ten. Yay!
Yeah, no, I do think that's kind of what's going to happen. I genuinely believe that Iowa's
going to go 12-0. Come on, Indiana. Do something weird. Let's go. KG said it best. Anything's possible.
I think Iowa's going to go 12-0 and then get blown out by Ohio State in the championship.
God damn it, man.
Yeah, like a bad blowout, like 35 points or something crazy. Because I said this in my article. I said this in my article that I write. I don't think Iowa's that good of a team. So, whatever.
I think they're solid all around. Offense could be better to match that defense in special teams because they're good on special teams as well. That's what it really is. They're a really, really good, solid team. It's just offense up just a tad.
I don't know if you saw my tweet. I'd be making myself laugh. I said I was going to pin Ohio State and sign the 20 every punt just for Ohio State still
to get 80 yards to score, bro. And four of them drives are going to just be four plays. And it's just going to piss me off because it's like, Iowa, that defense was good enough to not let this happen.
Their punter's going to have like six punts for a 53-yard average. It's going to be like three punts downed inside the
15-yard hang time.
and Ohio State's going to put up 45.
Iowa's defense is definitely good enough to make sure that does not happen. It's going to fucking happen.
I'm sorry to ruin your excitement. I think you were really.
I was so excited for this season, everything, especially since what I expected was a boring Big Ten season. Ohio State be really good, Wisconsin be good, Indiana be decent, but all in all, Ohio State. And then stuff started looking real weird. Game one, stuff was looking weird. I was like, "Oh, cool." Of course. Iowa, you better not be a fluke.
Yeah, no, who knows? So you want to continue Iowa or you want to go to Michigan, Nebraska? Which one do you want to talk about more?
We can do Michigan, Nebraska. Get that out of the way.
This was one of the best games of the week, of the weekend. It got overshadowed by Texas, Oklahoma, which was crazy. It got overshadowed because people don't care about anything that's not the... I'm saying it got overshadowed because people don't care about anything that's not the SEC. So Arkansas, Ole Miss also played a really good game.
It was a good game. It was a good game.
That was spectacular. First of all, can we take a quick break? Because I know where I fall. I want to know where you fall.
Okay.
Go for two or not. Did you like the decision?
So I like aggressiveness. As a coach, especially where if it works, it could be depleting to that other team. Like, dang, we gave up two. So, I like an aggressive mindset sometimes, depending on the point of the game.
Well, in this case, they scored. And it was going into overtime. Right. Either kick the field goal, go to overtime, go for two, win the game.
Win the game.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Especially so, like if you're like Ohio State, Clemson, Alabama, something like that. You don't go for two. You kick the field goal because you believe you're going to beat them in overtime.
But I still win the game.
See, for me, I don't, because 2-point conversions are hard. I would rather have.
While you say that, I think as a country, 2-point conversions rate to like 48%. That's
not good enough.
That's really good. That's good. So think of it this way. Steph Curry shooting from three at 48%.
No. I get that. But if you're one of those top teams and this loss can keep you from winning a national championship, you go to overtime. Okay. But in my opinion, if you, especially because you believe you should beat them in overtime, but if you're not one of those like five teams, you should go for two. Go for the win. I can't fully
agree with you on the big school team, because remember when Alabama did that? They went to kick the field goal to go into overtime. Short run back for a touchdown. Game was definitely over. So,
yeah, but that's a field goal. I'm talking about the extra point. That's like guaranteed.
First of all, the Chargers kicker today.
But that's like they moved that to like a 35-yard field goal. That's the NFL.
Yeah, college kickers are worse. College kickers are terrible.
But none of them miss extra points because it's like a 10-yard field goal.
Oh, bro, I don't know, man. I guess I watch a lot of SEC because that's all that they're bad at, really, is kicking.
But in my opinion, I just feel like if you have a national championship on the line, it reminds me of Clemson. Boston College last year, I think that game went to overtime. Clemson was the better team. If you give a better team more chances to win, they typically going to win.
Yeah.
But if you are not that better team,
go for two.
Or if you're not going for a national championship, which means 123 out of the 130 teams in FBS should always go for two instead of settling for overtime. I love the call. I didn't love the play design. I thought it was absolutely terrible. We need to stop rolling out quarterbacks. First of all, everyone knows it's coming. Second of all, it's hard to throw when you give yourself 2 inches from the sideline.
Yeah.
Stand in the pocket.
Everybody want to be
roll the ball.
Mahomes now. And it's like, hey, he shouldn't even be doing that. So, like,
honestly.
Please,
guys. Honestly. Stop. So, I love going for it. I hate the play call. And Arkansas is playing with house money because they're already better than people expected them to be. I just don't like the play design, but I love the aggressiveness. I hate when people go to overtime and be soft.
Overtime's better than in college, but it's still stupid. Yeah, but it's
the new rules are even worse. Do you know the new rules?
Half of them. Like, I haven't really paid that much attention because I hate overtime in football.
Yeah, so, so before you could go to like 4, 5, or 6 overtimes or whatever.
Right.
Under the quote-unquote guise of player safety, it's really ESPN saying we don't want these games to last 6 hours. You now only get 2 overtimes, and then the third one, you just start going for 2-point conversions. So you get the ball on the 3, and you get one play.
Yeah.
Which is stupid. It's just dumb. Yeah. It is so dumb.
That sounds more dumb than the sudden death rule in the NFL.
Yeah. So you get 2 overtimes, traditional ball in the 25. You get a chance to answer. And then after that, the ball's on the 3, and you just do one play, 2-point conversions.
What is this? What are these penalty kicks? Like, why are we doing that?
Because ESPN didn't want games to go 6 hours no more.
Oh, you can't tell. Because all their talk shows are so interesting, bro. Yeah. Please,
You can't tell me it's player safety. Ooh, well, players shouldn't play that long. Shut up. You have them playing 15 games a year, and you're talking about adding more with a 12-team playoff. But playing an extra overtime is too bad.
Y'all just took 2-a-days out 5 years ago.
I did 2-a-days in high school at 14.
14 years old. Like, please, please. And we had, I know some of that stuff is for safety. And I can kind of believe where you're coming from. I do, because the longer team players play, the higher chance they get hurt. But
I don't believe that was done for player safety. That was ESPN 100%.
Because then you could have came up with a better idea. There's a better idea if you really don't want things going into eighth overtime. Whereas, because I could give you that, because like if ESPN truly did come out and say like, yo, we don't want games lasting that long, people were right, because those are the most exciting games. Like, holy shit, it's 12:30 and this game's still not over.
Yeah, those are the most interesting games, but it messes up ESPN's pockets because they want to go from game to game and be able to show all of them. Man, and it's please. Like, ESPN, we don't care. Man, please,
because the next thing you're going to show is Kentucky versus Stanford. And who wants to watch that? Like,
honestly, so I hate the new rules. This is an anti-overtime rules. This is an anti-RJ Young podcast. This is an anti... what's the other one? This is an anti-Oklahoma. This is an anti-Dabo. We're just someone make a list of all the things we don't like.
So back to
Michigan versus Nebraska. All right, this Michigan versus Nebraska game was, in my opinion, one of the best games. It's really crazy how it ended. Like, it was back and forth. Nebraska has, like, honestly, I feel bad for Nebraska now. Like, they've had 3 losses, 1 loss by 6, 1 loss by, and like 2 losses by 3 against, mm-hmm. and they're against teams that they shouldn't have been close to. So it's like, now you're close, you're almost winning. You can look at the game and say, if we made one less mistake or we had one better play, we win. And instead, they're 3-4, and they still have to play Ohio State and Iowa and some of these other teams. Like, a bowl game may not happen. Is Michigan playing
down to teams? Can we look at it that way? Think about it.
I don't know if we can say that, because they haven't played a good team yet.
But that's what I'm saying, like, I think they're getting complacent and starting to play down the teams. Remember when the Warriors used to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not saying they're the Warriors, because that, like, please don't beat me up in the comments. Like, I'm not saying that at all, but like.
Breaking news. Dante says Michigan.
You know what? No. I am saying that, because I, again, I'm selling out. Because so.
First step to selling out. Michigan is the Warriors.
Yeah, yeah.
They're winning the national championship
4 years in a row. Like, watch.
Oh God.
I can see it. And you know what? I'm gonna watch next week's game. I'm gonna watch Michigan's game next week against Indiana. No, they don't. Never mind. I lied. Michigan doesn't play next week.
No, all the good teams except Michigan State and Iowa are on bye.
Hold on, Purdue good?
Stop it. But no, like, genuinely, I'm starting to feel bad for Nebraska, because, like, everyone knows you'd prefer to get blown out. Close losses are hard. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
especially when you have 3 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nebraska might be tougher mentally than Rutgers is to play hard enough to try to stay in these games.
That's interesting. That is a take right there. So, what do you think about this game? Like, who should have? I understand it's hard to have moral victories, right? But who should feel better about themselves? Nebraska, for, as you're saying, having toughness and realizing, like, we are one mistake away from beating the number 9 team in the country. We're one mistake away from beating whatever Oklahoma's ranked. Or do you think Michigan should leave this game feeling better?
Michigan probably left this game going, we dodged the bullet there. We really need to stop playing like we suck. And then at this point, it's just the only thing you got for Nebraska is, like, keep fighting. You obviously can, maybe you can keep up with these teams. Maybe these teams are just playing down because it's like, oh, it's Nebraska, let's go. So it could be that. I just, you don't want to tell them that. So of course you're going to be like, look, you're staying up. You're keeping close with ranked teams. We're almost there. It's truly just like Michigan, like you're acting real bipolar.
There's a lot of ways to look at it, and I'm trying not to be negative on Michigan because I think people who listen are gonna think it's because I think people who listen are gonna think it's because I'm an Ohio State fan, but it's really just like this is how Michigan's always been. Like under Harbaugh, they've always been good. They barely beat teams they're supposed to, and then they play their rivals and get blown out. Like I would not be surprised if it's still this Michigan team. And their schedule just looks different because those rivalry games are pushed further back, so they get a chance to be undefeated for a while. I wouldn't be surprised if Michigan is better than we think because they have shown some flashes. I genuinely just don't know anything about this Michigan team. And like Michigan State has had a game where you're like, okay, they're legit. Ohio State had a game where it's like, okay, three games where it's like, okay, you're getting better. You look like Ohio State. Iowa beat Penn State. Like, Penn State beat Wisconsin and, Indiana doesn't count, but whatever. Whoever else did. They beat Wisconsin beat and Auburn.
Did they play Miami?
No, that was Michigan State.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Penn State beat Wisconsin and Auburn. Like, everyone but Michigan has had a game where it's like, okay, I think I can believe. And Michigan's first game like that is going to be against Michigan State. And it could all go downhill from there.
It's gonna be a sight to see if Michigan, like, not only if Michigan beats Michigan State, but beats them handedly. To see your face after that game is gonna be priceless. Because I'm gonna be shocked. So I know you're gonna lose it if they didn't find a way to win that game.
So this is Michigan's last five games. They play Michigan State. Mm-hmm. They play Indiana. They play Penn State. They play Maryland. They play Ohio State. They could lose four of those five. I'm totally out on Indiana. But if Maryland decides to show up with their offense, they could beat Michigan. They could lose four. They could. I think they could. They almost lost to Rutgers, and Maryland has an offense.
So the reason why I say is because Michigan has to play one of the top teams in the Big Ten before they play Maryland, and if they find a way to win, if they lose that game, they're gonna blow out Maryland just so they can get the confidence back.
That's assuming that Michigan's a mentally tough team, which they haven't had a real
no. Because here's the thing. They bend but don't break. And that's why I can say that they are mentally tough. Because you almost lost to Nebraska, but you didn't. You almost lost to Rutgers, but you didn't.
That's also true. So, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I just don't know.
Sometimes it's not always about dominance when it comes to this. It's just about, I won the game. And that's all that matters.
And I will say that. Because I think I wrote it in this article. Maybe I didn't. That is new for Michigan. Michigan would have lost to Rutgers. Like last year's Michigan, or like a couple of these teams under Harbaugh, they would have lost to Rutgers and or lost to Nebraska. In a
close game like that?
They probably would have lost to both.
Yeah, they've never really been mentally tough to take on close games and find a way to win. This has been different.
I don't know if they're good, but they're better. Mm-hmm. And so that leads me to my next question. It's a two-part question.
Okay.
It's the same question for two teams.
Okay.
Yes or no. And it's totally different. Michigan could go 10-2, 9-3, whatever. Is Harbaugh, or has he already convinced you that he's the man for the job and should not get fired this year?
The thing is that I thought he should have been fired 2 years ago. So I don't think he's the man for this job, but I don't think – I think Michigan definitely feels that way. So there's really nothing we could really, really do.
So you think, but if he had a bad season, he could have.
If he has a really good season and wins his freaking bowl game, I could see the justification in his extension.
So what? So basically, let me get this right. What you're saying is while you personally disagree or don't feel that way, you think he either has or has a chance to do enough that Michigan is going to keep him and it not be a bad decision.
Yeah. Unless he just, at least everything just falls out for the rest of this year. Like he just bottoms out for no reason.
So I can't remember if I've already asked you this, but again, they look good, started out well, mentally tough, whatever. Do you still keep him if he loses to Michigan State and Ohio State? Did I ask you this question last week?
I think you asked me last week, yeah. And I said, okay. I said I would still keep him because at this point, like, well, it's a now because I have to think, I've thought about it again. I could see the justification of why they would keep him, especially if he finishes out well and then wins his bowl game. I could see the justification behind it. And then at that point, it's like, unless you really do, you really take your time to find a replacement, we see who he is. Especially if he does that this year, this is who he is as a coach.
Yeah.
And I feel like we've known that for a while now, but...
Well, we've known that. I wouldn't say that.
Even Michigan has known that. Like, let's be real.
It's just, I don't know. Because people keep ranking them in the top 10 before, like, preseason, and people keep saying they're going to beat them. This is the first...
I think that's because of the talent on the team, not coaching. Because they have talented players. Again, we've always thought like they should be talent more better than what they show. I think a lot of that comes down to coaching.
Oh, it does, 100%, because Jim Harbaugh.
I think they're Jim a good team, but
Jim is not John.
And John, I'll tell you about John another day. I think he's a fluke, but that's whatever.
I mean,
he's just as fluky as Joe Fluco. So, like, I don't.
He's been a head coach for 17 million years and has one crappy.
And you know what's crazy? He's been to two Super Bowls, has one win, right?
Yeah. So I don't want to get into this. I really don't.
Wait. No. Hold on. Thank you for my pit stop. Thank you.
We're not gonna make it the pit stop. Cause I just want to say this really quickly. Really quickly. Mm-hmm. I have never, ever believed that sports were planned. That's not the right word. What's the word I'm looking for? That like someone was dictating who wins championships.
Mm-hmm.
I have never believed that someone was dictating championships more than when they won a Super Bowl in Ray Lewis's last season with Joe freaking Flacco. Like, you could never
thought that was scripted. Yeah,
rigged. That's the word, rigged.
Yeah.
It's crazy
because, like, I know I'm going to hurt your feelings. I thought the same with Peyton's last one. Yeah.
Yeah, it could
seem to be true. But the first time I ever thought about this, and I know this is probably going to rub people the wrong way, the Saints Super Bowl.
That was right after
Hurricane Katrina.
That was against the Colts. And transitive properties. That's why they rigged for Peyton Manning to get another one. There have been very few instances where I believed that football.
I also think the Buccaneers just last Super Bowl rigged.
Okay, so you have a lot more instances than I do. But the number one instance where I was like, okay, maybe it's rigged, was them winning a Super Bowl and Ray Lewis last year. Especially because the lights
went off, right?
Joe freaking Flacco. Okay, let's get to this last game.
The Super Bowl.
Like, he just didn't deserve it.
Yeah, and that's why I hate because Jim Harbaugh.
And then they paid him after that,
and he was garbage. And he's been garbage ever since. And it's crazy because Jim Harbaugh has been, as a coach, a lot worse than Mike Tomlin. For some reason, Mike Tomlin's job is always on the line.
Oh.
Yeah. Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season. Jim Harbaugh definitely never has, lost. Though.
Never lost. BBB. Hey. Never lost.
I'm just, you know, it's just sometimes I just see stuff and I go, okay.
Hmm. All right. Let me think about that. So 50 minutes in, and somehow we haven't talked about the biggest game of the weekend. people are listening to this podcast, so like, are they gonna get to Iowa Penn State?
Right, or right.
What if we just forgot to talk about it?
Okay. Well, y'all watched the game.
I think they would find somebody to replace us.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. All right. Iowa Penn State. This game, I left with two things. I left with two thoughts. The first thought was Iowa is a good but not great team. Mm-hmm. And they're like, tell me if I'm wrong on this, right?
That's actually what I got from both teams.
Well, I've already said Penn State wasn't a good team, so that wasn't a revelation to me. Tell me if I'm wrong on this. Do you think I'm wrong for judging Iowa for where they're trying to go and not for where they're at? Like, am I wrong for judging Iowa against Ohio State, Alabama, and Georgia since they're the number two ranked team in the country?
No, because they're the number two team in the country. They're the number two team in the country. So that's kind of like where they place themselves. You can't be wrong for judging them for where they definitely submitted themselves. So
because if you look at them compared to the Big Ten, like if you look at their goal as winning the Big Ten West, they're good. They're a solid team. They're going to do what they're
going to do. No other team in this Big Ten West is doing anything.
Yeah, but if you judge them to their future competition, you judge them to the teams who have a chance to make the playoffs, which is Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Oklahoma.
They're better than Oklahoma. I'm gonna keep saying that.
I don't know if that's the case with the new quarterback, but Spencer Rattler's hot garbage. So if somehow he's still the quarterback, I would agree with that. Spencer Rattler would throw six interceptions against Iowa.
Oh yeah, two of them pick sixes. Easily. Oh yeah,
easily. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
and both those pick sixes to the same dude.
Yeah, that's rough. They would be too. It was on the same play. He was like, "Coach, I thought I had it."
It's gonna be one of them. Won't be an easy out. Thank you.
straight up the sideline. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think they're a good but not great team. I think that if they were who they should have been, they would have imposed their will more. Even when the backup was in, he wasn't bad because Iowa made him bad. He was just bad. There were still receivers who were open. There were still some plays that he should have made. I mean, it's hard to say that Sean Clifford was carving them up when he threw two interceptions, but his interceptions were like trying too hard. And one was trying too hard and one was just him being a bad quarterback because he threw a deep pass into double coverage and the ball was nowhere near the wide receiver. Like, Iowa didn't make that happen. Sean Clifford just sucks. Like, and I'm not trying to disparage Iowa. I've already said it. I'm going to keep saying it. I think they're going to go 12-0. I think depending on who they play, and I hope and pray, I hope that it's an SEC team so they can dog walk them because I'm tired of SEC bias, which is my pit stop. I just don't think they're great. I think they're good but not great. Oh, crap. I was going to get matched up against Alabama and get blown out in the bowl game. Like, that's actually going to happen. Like, if Georgia beats Alabama and Iowa doesn't get into the – they will, because they will. If Georgia beats Alabama in the SEC championship game and Ohio State beats Iowa – and Iowa does not sneak in as the second Big Ten team, they're going to get matched up against Alabama and get blown out by 45.
Nah.
I just made myself angry.
I wouldn't say 45.
30, because that's better.
It's 15 points better. That's two touchdowns better.
All that is Alabama doesn't have a pick six and they throw like they kick a field goal instead of a touchdown. Or
Iowa gets a late score.
Okay. None of them make me feel good. All right. So yeah. But I genuinely think that if Sean Clifford, who again, I'm gonna say this every time, and I hope like maybe I'm just being an ass. I don't know. But Sean Clifford's not a good quarterback. And outside of him just making stupid passes, he was dicing up Iowa. Like, they had 17 points at halftime or before he got injured. And it didn't look like it was going to stop. And then to the point that...
It did look like he was going to be able to keep dicing them up. I don't know about how high the score would be. I think this score was going to be this regardless. I truly do.
Yeah, I'm not saying either or
winning like that, but I do believe the score was going to be this low regardless. Really exciting first half, then really defensive heavy second half.
See, yeah. So my only thing with that is Iowa, like, and Penn State already had 17, so that means they get held to a field goal, which is what happened with the backup quarterback. But here's the thing, right? All Penn State had to do was get a touchdown. Sean Clifford gets a touchdown in the second half. He gets a touchdown instead of a field goal. They win the
possibly,
game.
Possibly. I think it's just the same thing. I look at it the same way with Michigan. It's like, yeah, we look bad this week. We but didn't lose. Win. Yeah, we didn't lose.
I just see that goes to the point that I asked earlier. The reason I have issue with that is Penn State's competition is the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa's competition is Ohio State, Alabama, everybody, Georgia. Yeah. Like, so I'm willing to give that to Michigan. I'm not willing to give it to Iowa. Okay. I said from day one, Iowa has a great defense. They do. But their offense is not good enough to win. And there's nothing that's happened six games in that tells me they're even working on it. Like the quarterback started out 2-for-9 with an interception. That is just bad. Like, that is bad. Iowa is going to be a feel-good story. They're going to walk through the West. Actually, I'm not calling it. I'm not confident in it. But be on the lookout for Nebraska to beat Iowa. It wouldn't surprise me. That's all I'm going to say.
Bro. No, it if Nebraska couldn't beat Michigan, listen.
Be on the lookout.
Listen.
That's all I'm saying. Be on the lookout.
If Nebraska couldn't beat Michigan and definitely had the chance to,
Michigan has a better offense.
Beating Iowa.
Iowa's not putting up 39.
Yeah, but Nebraska not putting up 30.
Hey.
Nebraska not going to put up 30 against Iowa.
It was 32-29. Listen, I told you I'm not picking it. I'm just saying,
right.
I wouldn't be surprised. Just be on the lookout. Okay. So, do you have anything else to say about this game? I feel like this is the biggest game, and we haven't talked about it at all.
Yeah, I mean, because it was a really big game, and it ended predictably. It ended how at least for me, it ended exactly how I thought it would end. Low scoring,
Both defenses played bad. Both defenses played good. Both quarterbacks played bad. Bunch of interceptions. Low scoring game. It was exactly what it was supposed to be. The biggest thing is
I think Iowa was going to lose that game in the first half. I was like, oh no, you're going to really give this game up.
And I still think they would have if Sean Clifford wouldn't have got injured.
Hey man, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. And sometimes that means hurting the quarterback. I don't know. Don't take it from me.
what are you, the New Orleans Saints? Is this bounty gate in college?
I'm sure that happens all the fucking time. Like, think about it. God. All those kids getting paid to go to schools. You don't think of bounty gangs out there? Okay.
All right. I'm not even going to touch on that. I'm just going to act like you didn't say it.
Because they go through investigation.
So here's the last thing I'm going to say before we take a break for our ad, and then we switch over to previewing the next week's games. 9-3 Penn State. Or do you think they turn it around? First of all, 9-3 Penn State is what we predicted. I think both of us predicted that.
Something like that,
or maybe hold on.
Something like that. It had to be.
Let's see. Penn State. No, yeah, we were both 9-3. You had them losing to Auburn. I had them losing to Indiana. We both had them losing to Wisconsin and Ohio State. But they still have to play Michigan. Yeah. I mean, nobody knew what Wisconsin was going to be. But they still have to play Ohio State, Michigan, and Michigan State. It's plausible that they lose two games there and they're 9-3. So 9-3 Penn State? Or have they shown you enough that you think, you know, maybe they still challenge? Like, do you
9-3, 10-2. Okay. Give Ohio State a scare for a half.
If Sean Clifford's healthy, that's the biggest thing. Yeah, he has to be in the game. Because if that backup's in, they're going 6-6.
Yeah, Ohio
State. He was so bad.
If that backup's in, Ohio State gonna call us to come play defense for a little bit.
That dude was so bad.
And I will suit up.
Listen, no stretching.
That would be so dumb.
What I need to stretch for? He can't throw the ball.
You right. I'm going to just wait for him to throw it. Oh, that's mine. You get an interception. You get an interception.
Pull a hammy on the pick six.
Right. I'm going to finish it out, though. I'm definitely going to score.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I ain't going to let no hamstring pull stop me.
I'm going to score. I'm just not going to walk again for a month.
Yeah. Cart me off. Give the thumbs game up to coach. The crowd.
Game. Just, I'm out of here. Okay. So yeah. I think that's gonna be it for our recap. As we mentioned, I do apologize, although I didn't make the schedule. The Big Ten did not give us much to talk about next week, which is why we spent the majority of this podcast on the recap, just because that's where the interesting games were. So we're gonna take a quick break.
I was going to say, because we said the same thing last week, and we had four really good, fun games. I mean, not fun. We had three fun games, and then OSU. So, you say that, yeah, then it might turn out. You never know.
Okay. Let me clarify. When I mean good games, I mean, like, the game itself may be good, but it means nothing.
Gotcha. Wisconsin versus Army. Who cares?
Come on now. So, all right. So we're going to take a quick break for our ads, and then we'll be right back. All right. Well, welcome back to the I-70 Football Show, where we are going to try to provide expert analysis on what may be the worst week of the season, for the Big Ten at least. You already mentioned it. Well, I put two games to preview. The first game is Michigan State versus Indiana, and I put this similarly just because Michigan State is going to have to continue to prove themselves. It could be a trap game, and I need them to win this game. So we have 7-0 Michigan State versus 7-0
Michigan.
Because I think this is their last game, right? It's this game, then a bye week. Let's see.
Boom. Yeah, they got, and I think Michigan plays the week after.
Yeah, because Michigan's on a bye week now. So boom.
Yeah.
Then on a bye week. Then they play week 9. Yeah. So let's get into it.
The week after next is ugh. Oh my God.
Okay. So Michigan State versus Indiana. This had a potential to be a pretty decent game if Indiana had a pulse and they
3 weeks ago this was an interesting game for real.
Yeah, like now it's like I just can't explain what happened to Indiana. So Let's not even talk about Indiana. You said that you're not ready. Hold on. Did you say you're not ready yet on Michigan State or Michigan? You're not ready yet on Michigan State, right?
Yeah. Because, like, I don't think I'll ever fully be, like, ready, or, like, really be in for Michigan. So, like, there's no real point of asking me that. It's Michigan State. Not yet. Not yet. And it's really going to come down to that Michigan game.
Which is fair. But let me ask you this question. What do you need to see from Michigan State this week for you, one, to believe that they're going to beat Michigan, and or two, for you to believe that they are, what I said earlier is accurate, that they're Ohio State's
biggest challenger? Do what Iowa did against Indiana. You got to do what Iowa did against Indiana. Iowa beat up on Indiana, and this is the same, that's the school you keep saying, and I kind of believe, ain't got no offense. And they put up points on both offense and defense. So, like, you gotta do something like that, really. For real. And, like, I'm more on Michigan State than I am Michigan. That's why I have Michigan State winning that game against Michigan. It's just, like, you know, I've seen this before.
No, you're talking about Maryland.
No, I might be talking about
Are you talking about Penn State? Penn State beat them 24-0.
Maybe something like that. I think so.
I'm tripping. They did play Iowa. Iowa won 34-6. I literally clicked through my weeks of games because I have them up and I didn't see that game.
Yeah. That's, yeah, okay, so I was right. I was like, I could have sworn Iowa put a shellacking on Indiana.
Oh, that was week one. Mm-hmm. That's why. I didn't go all the way to week one. I forgot that was the first game. That's when we were like, ooh, Indiana's probably not good.
And then it really turned out it's like Indiana isn't that good, and Iowa's a lot better than what we thought.
Yep, that's exactly what happened. So, yeah, so that was so Iowa beat them 34-6 and Penn State beat them 24-0.
Yeah, like you kind of have to, you got to do that. You got to do something like that. You got to keep up. So, if anything, especially because Michigan State has a better offense than both of those teams, it should be 47-6.
Okay. So then my follow-up
I'll even let Michigan State let Indiana drop 14 or 17. That's still so enough, like, if you have 40-something points.
So like a 44, 45 to 14, something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. So in the reverse of that, if that doesn't happen, say it's like a Michigan Rutgers, it's like a 20-13, something like that.
I'm not down on them. I just look at it as a you looking ahead.
Okay, that's fair. So is there anything that can happen in this game that you would be down on Michigan State, or they just have to lose?
If you lose this game, then it's like, whoa, you was really looking ahead, and you either gonna blow out Michigan or lose to Michigan, and I'm gonna go with lose.
That's fair. Yeah, I think this is interesting because I think, like, you know, when you have these teams who are trying to be good and trying to get somewhere, these are really, like, you have to, like, it's easy to beat the bottom tier. And technically, Indiana is the bottom tier this year. But, like, when you face the bottom tier and when you face the middle tier, like, those are the, like, you have to beat who you're supposed to beat every single time. And that's the hardest part. But that's what makes Alabama, Alabama. And most years, they always beat who they're supposed to beat.
Yeah. Every so often, you have that one loss where it's like, okay, it was bound to happen, but...
Yeah, and that's what separated Ohio State from Alabama is more frequently, Ohio State would lose that game they shouldn't. Iowa, Michigan State, Virginia Tech, Oklahoma, some of those years... So they if they want to be legitimate and they want to be taken serious, they have to win this game. I think I agree with you. I think I agree. Unless, you know, Indiana just has one of those, it's six game in, let's wake up and remember that we were supposed to be good. Like,
and that's,
we
and,
used to
and,
be kings.
And that's and that's more, and that's even, and even if that does happen, that still is just like a more of a Michigan State looking forward. Like, I don't think if Indiana finds a way to win this game, I don't think it's because Indiana decided to wake up. It was more that Michigan was asleep.
Yeah, or Michigan State. Yeah. That's fair. So yeah, I have an invested interest in this because I need a 7:30 Michigan versus Michigan State undefeated top 10 matchup with College Game Day there. Like, if that, Dante, I'm telling you now, if that happens, I'm inviting people over to my house and like we will have food. I typically like to watch football alone, because I don't like having conversations with people about football when like it's happening, and like I'm writing articles after and stuff like that. Like, it works. My fiance hates football, so I just sit in my office and watch it all day. And it's like I have three screens. Like, I literally just look terrible. Like, I have my laptop, my iPad, and my TV up. Like, you can't invite people into this madness. But if this,
I mean, you can. You definitely can, because you're not the only man doing that. So like, you definitely can.
So yeah. So yeah. No, it is what it is. If this happens, I'm inviting at least you over and some other, whatever. So I have an invested interest. I need this game to happen. So I need them to win. So let's go to the other game, which you, I think, correctly said earlier that it is going to be an interesting game. Iowa versus Purdue. Let me ask you this question first. Actually, I have a couple of questions. I'll ask you this one. Why do you think this is a good game? Like, why did you
Only because Purdue has a good record right now. That's it. Really? Okay. I think what's going to – I'll give you a better answer than that. That I think it's going to be interesting, because I think this is going to either – it's going to solidify how you feel about Iowa, which is fair, or Purdue is going to be Purdue. and like, Purdue has been on like a little easy streak right now, and then we're going to be reminded that Purdue is Purdue, and they're really not that good. Like, so I think that's what's going to happen. I also think Iowa's offense is going to lie to us that week. That's what I'll say right now. I think it's going to lie to us and have a really good game just for them to be Iowa's offense after that.
That's fair. Purdue right now is 3-2. They did just lose to Minnesota, so I think that takes a little bit of steam out. But yeah, maybe it doesn't, because Minnesota was a little bit angry after losing to, Bowling Green. Who lost to Akron, by the way. If you're listening to this podcast and didn't know, Bowling Green followed up beating Minnesota with a loss to Kent State, which is not a bad thing this year because I think Kent State's good, and then a loss to Akron, who should be the worst team in the country.
You already know how I feel about
So, we haven't been doing a good job at predictions, and I don't think that we always need to do predictions, because I think we have enough good content anyways. And I think we talk well enough about the games. But do you have a prediction for this one? You didn't give a prediction for Michigan State, Indiana, but you did give a score of like what you need to see to trust in Michigan State. So similarly, especially, you know, and maybe I should be the one to give it because I don't trust in Iowa, but I'm going to ask you the same question. What do you need to see from Iowa? And I guess it's hard to ask this question when they just beat a top five ranked Penn State. But like, what do you need to see for Iowa against Purdue? Just, is there anything?
Nah, just win the game. Just win the game. At this point. Keep your ranking.
At this point, yeah.
Yeah. Don't do nothing fancy. If anything, especially if how I think it should go, use this to practice your like plays that you might bring up way later down the road.
They don't have any of those.
But you never know.
It's not there.
You're probably right.
Is there? Do you give any chance for Purdue to win this game?
Nah.
No.
Nah. Yeah.
I think I'm with you. So, for the rest of the game, the rest of the schedule, which is really just three games, we have Wisconsin versus Army. No one cares. We have Nebraska versus Minnesota, which is slightly interesting, only to see if Nebraska is going to be what essentially what you said happened to Rutgers. Like, if they're just going to, like, stop being mentally tough and just kind of lose
yeah,
a game.
Just kind of fold, yeah.
Yeah, like this is – if Nebraska is going to fall apart this season, this is the game that they're going to fall apart. Also, with the remaining schedule that they have, if they want to get bowl eligible, they have to win this game. And honestly, like, this is no shade. Like, just truthfully, that's going to be tough. Like, you lose a game because you fumble. And in the fourth quarter, when you're almost or already in field goal range and they score, it's going to be tough to get up for this game, but they have to win. So that one is slightly intriguing. And then we have Rutgers versus Northwestern, which game is worse? Wisconsin versus Army or Rutgers versus Northwestern?
Wisconsin versus Army. The least above? Easily Wisconsin versus Army.
Is Wisconsin going to lose this game?
No,
but you're not confident.
No, but I have no idea how good Army is. If I turn on the team, this is how I'll have a prediction for you. I'll text you when that game comes on, and if I turn on the TV and Army's record is better than Wisconsin, then I'll be like, oh crap, Wisconsin might lose. Like,
okay,
that's like it'd be something like that. Like, oh no, that's crazy. But I still think Wisconsin versus Army is a worse game than Rutgers versus Northwestern, because Rutgers versus Northwestern can be entertaining and high scoring. Whereas
first of
Wisconsin
all,
versus Rutgers Army might. Is Wisconsin versus Army.
Rutgers might put Northwestern in the dirt. Like, if they're not, this is the same thing with Nebraska, this is going to be the game to kind of determine if they give up on the season. If they're not giving up on the season after playing Ohio State, Michigan State, and Michigan back-to-back, they might put Northwestern in the dirt.
Yeah, this is going to be, like, real wild because there is a Rutgers is going to take all that pain and just put it on Northwestern, and that's wild.
Yeah. It's like when you get bullied in school and then you go home and bully your little brother.
Right.
To make you feel like a man. You're like 16. Like, you asked a girl to homecoming. She said no. You come home and bully your 9-year-old little brother because mom's at work.
Because mom's at work.
Yeah. So that's the games. That's the game. Let's get into ranked teams. Everyone moved up. Like, I mean, it was five teams in the top 11. Now it's five teams in the top 10. Nobody else in the Big Ten can win a game. So, like, nobody else is going to sneak into this 25-ish range, it looks like.
Then I think these are the teams.
Yeah, essentially. So, yeah. This is just weird. We have number two, Iowa. It's deserving. It's just weird to say.
Yeah, I mean, they pretty much earned it so far.
Yeah,
they pretty much earned it.
And then we have number six, Ohio State. Number seven, Penn State. So this is interesting to me. Penn State didn't move that far. That's like, I don't disagree with it. It's just surprising because that's typically reserved for SEC teams and not anyone else. Like, it's like SEC
Clemson. Oklahoma has gotten that treatment. Clemson has gotten that treatment. Clemson just literally got that treatment.
Yeah.
OSU has gotten that treatment before.
No, OSU always falls. OSU fell out the top 10 when they lost to number 11, Oregon.
No, I'm saying they've gotten that treatment before. I'm not talking about this year. I'm just saying they've gotten it before.
I'm not going to say that you're wrong. I just don't think that's happened. I don't remember it. OSU typically falls more. Like, if they lose, they typically fall at the top 10. Because that also happened in 2014. And in 2014, they didn't see any higher than like number seven. And then when the playoffs happened, they jumped from like 7 to 4 to get into the first playoff. OSU typically falls when they lose. Bama, Clemson, OU, typically like they only fall like 2 or 3 spots. I thought that they would have moved Penn State to like 10 or something like that. Like not super far.
But it was 3-4, wasn't it? They couldn't have done that. It was three yeah. versus four. Penn State couldn't drop that far.
Yeah. I mean, they could have. They just didn't, which is good. Yeah. That's one less mistake they've made. Michigan is number 8 and Michigan State is number 10. I still think Michigan State should be ranked higher especially because, yeah. I mean, regardless of how you feel about the team, if nothing else, Michigan State beat the team with the bigger brand. They beat Miami over Washington. I don't think either of those teams are good, but like brand-wise or whatever, it's just like again, Miami had more hype coming into the year. Like,
yeah.
They have,
and I'm just going to say, like, I'm still trying to sell out. OSU got one loss for real. I'm just saying, like, you know, like Michigan and Michigan State is behind 2-1 loss teams. I'm just saying, like, that's kind of crazy.
That's not enough to sell out. You got to go a different direction.
I got to go a different direction.
Yeah.
I got to say something about, like, Kentucky or something.
Yeah, like that's not enough. Like, you gotta, like, you gotta be different.
No, okay. I'm making a solid point.
I just have to say something
ridiculous.
You need to say like Michigan should be the number 3 team in the country over Cincinnati.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
all right,
like,
okay.
You gotta get
okay,
there.
I can figure that.
You're still making reasonable arguments.
Right. My bad. My brain just works.
My brain just works.
I don't know how to shut it off, but I'm gonna come up with something ridiculous throughout the whole week and have it for next week episode, especially if something crazy happens on Saturday.
There you go.
Put me if on anyone in.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and get it's hard to really argue with the rankings. It is what it is. It's 5 teams in the top 10. Like, that's half of them. You're really just going to nitpick at that point. So let's get into the pit stop. My pit stop is SEC bias. And it's SEC bias in multiple ways. First of all, Alabama loses to an unranked Texas A&M team.
Pretty good Texas A&M team, but yep, unranked.
Yeah. Unranked, and they fall to number 5. Mm-hmm. I just don't, like...
I didn't think they were going to fall that far anyway.
Right, but, like, things have to matter. They're unranked.
Well, I mean, remember what happened to Clemson when they lost their first game? They didn't fall that far. Even the second loss, I still thought Clemson was going to be ranked. Is Clemson ranked?
No, they're not. No.
Okay. All right. I still thought Clemson was going to be ranked after that second loss. So
honestly, I just don't like SEC bias. But also, I had some. So I just tweeted.
I think Alabama's the only team that gets biased, not the whole SEC.
Everyone gets biased. Everyone does. And this is coming not just from Alabama. First of all, people think that the SEC is just hands down the ultimate better conference because of Alabama. Like, people forget that they have Vanderbilt and they have Tennessee and they have South Carolina. Like, some dude, first of all, this wasn't even an argument about conferences. I literally just said Bama should have fell more. This guy who I don't know, who doesn't follow me, I think they should have been 10 or out of the top 10. It's an unranked team. Is like, that's like, you can't lose to an unranked team. Ohio State lost to the number 11 team in the country and went from like number 3 to number 11. Like, and ultimately, here's the other thing why I don't like it. The rankings this early doesn't matter. If Alabama's good, they're going to have chances to prove it and still make the playoffs. So what does it hurt you to make them drop? Like, what does it hurt you for saying they lost to an unranked team, we should actually drop them? Like, I just think, like, Yeah, so whatever. But some dude out of nowhere comes into my mentions and is like, the SEC is a better conference. That's why they didn't drop. Texas A&M's unranked. Like, he's just talking about, he's like your favorite team. I don't even think he knew who my favorite team was. He said, your favorite team couldn't survive in the SEC at all. And I'm just like, do you know how many teams beat SEC teams? Like, Penn State just beat Auburn. SEC teams lose in bowl games. Like, Alabama and Georgia raised the profile of the SEC so much.
And that Florida. People forget.
Yeah, but like, Florida loses in bowl games. Florida got dogged by Oklahoma or somebody in this last
bowl game. Saying, I was saying, because what I'm saying is like the past. Like, why the SEC is considered so high is because of Florida as well.
And maybe my real pit stop shouldn't be SEC bias. It should be people who don't look at the current season and base off of that. Like, I don't care what the SEC did for the last 20 years. This year, they are not the best conference. This year, they have a lot of bad teams. Alabama. I said Alabama was not great this year, and I picked Georgia to win the national championship, and people everywhere, friends, family, random people on Twitter, like, dogged me for it. And it's like, y'all don't look at the teams. Y'all don't watch the games. Like, y'all hear Alabama, and you think the last couple of years. It didn't surprise me that Ohio State lost. I told you, you agreed, Clemson was not going to be good this year. Like, so maybe my real pit stop is that people who only look at history and just determine that things are never going to change instead of actually watching the games and having a real opinion.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I see where you're coming from.
It's just
dumb. I do still believe that Alabama is not going to lose another game this year, because that's usually what happens.
They're going to lose to Georgia.
Nah, I don't think so. I don't think Nick Saban is going to let that happen. It's just because of who Nick Saban is as a coach. Because this has happened before with Alabama.
That's why
I'm like, that's why I think they won't lose another game. Ohio State's not going to lose another game until the playoffs. That's what I'll say. Until the playoffs, whenever we get in there, because I think Georgia will still be in the playoffs whether they lose to us or not in the SEC championship game. But that'll be the only time where I think another L could happen for either of those teams, Alabama or OSU, is in the playoffs.
So I would agree if Alabama didn't have to play Georgia.
I get it. I've watched Georgia. I've seen this happen before.
Here's the thing, though. It's not even about Georgia. It's about Alabama. The team's just not as good as it used to be. But it's a one-year pit stop. Like, I'm not saying Alabama's falling off. That's not going to happen. They're most likely going to win the national championship next year when Bryce Young is in his second year as quarterback. This is not me saying the dynasty's dead. Like, that's stupid. But this year, Alabama's not that good. They're vulnerable. They have issues that they haven't had before. They have one good wide receiver, and he was the fourth best wide receiver on Ohio State's roster. Their running back is decent, but not good compared to the running backs that they've had recently. They maybe only have one or two good players on their offensive line, which is not normal. I was about to say,
this is a whole new offensive line.
Like, that's not great. They only have one good linebacker. Like, their defense, and here's the thing, we've talked about it before, Alabama hasn't had an Alabama defense in like 5 years. People talk about how Ohio State's defense has regressed. No one talks about how Alabama's defense has regressed. It's not as bad as Ohio State's defense this year. That's not what I'm trying to say. But we saw against Florida, they couldn't stop anything. We saw it happen again against Texas A&M. They couldn't stop anything. This defense,
Yeah, you're right. And the thing is like, this is where I see the SEC teams are a little bit different than the Big Ten teams, is that SEC teams definitely show up to play Alabama. Big Ten teams don't show up to play Ohio State.
That's not true. Ohio State has lost
I'll give you one team maybe every few years will show up but then they only show up for a half. Unless you get that weird thing where it's not that that team showed up, Ohio State slept. Remember when I said that about Michigan? Ohio State will sleep on teams and then lose.
See, I disagree with that. I actually think that that's SEC bias because Ohio State actually has played harder games. Penn State almost beats Ohio State every single year. Like, Ohio State has played a lot harder games than Alabama's had to play in the SEC. People just think that the SEC is better. Even Georgia, who should be good and has all these five stars, doesn't show up to play Alabama. Georgia refuses to be Georgia. Alabama.
Yeah, because but I'll tell you that Auburn shows up even when they're terrible. Auburn shows up.
Auburn does.
Florida will show up, and Texas A&M will show up.
Texas A&M is more on that like every 3 or 4 years kind of thing, like what you were trying to say about the Big Ten.
Mm.
So my thing, I just think that I wish people would look at what actually happened. I think that this. Here's the thing: I was listening to a podcast today. Someone, just because it was Alabama, they asked this question. Would a two-loss SEC team get in the playoffs?
No.
Like, no. the fact that people are thinking about that because of Alabama,
they're not going to do that. They're thinking again.
That a two-loss Alabama is going to get in just because it's Alabama. It's frustrating. Watch the games. Because
they did that like one, the first time they had a two-loss team make the playoffs, and I don't think they're going to let that ever happened again because of all the backlash. I might be wrong, so, but I think that did happen. And it was honestly, like Oklahoma or some weird stuff.
Yeah,
stuff
like I honestly can't remember. All I know is it is not surprising that Ohio State lost. It is not surprising that Clemson is terrible. Alabama's not terrible, but it's not surprising that they lost. And I think they lose again to Georgia and then blow out Iowa in the bowl game. Just watch the game. Stop talking about history. Stop telling me about last year. Stop telling me about two decades. Don't come in my mentions telling me this conference is better. Talk to me about 2021. Watch the games. Know what's happening. And then we can have a conversation. And that's my pit stop. It's just watch the games. That's it.
Watch the games. Sound like me with basketball. Did you even watch the game?
So what is your pit stop for this week?
You know what, guys? You got lucky. I don't have one because I have been exhausted for the whole weekend. So I don't have a pit stop this week. Happy birthday. Merry Christmas. Happy. I don't know. Happy Halloween. Hey, like
whatever, you know. I ranted enough for the both of us.
Fair enough.
But I will just say, like, I really try not to be, like mean or anything like that. But I really do hate when people come in my mentions and they refuse to talk real football and they want to talk, like, media narratives and stuff like that. Like, don't tell me none of that. I don't want to hear none of that because put them on the field. Put them on the field.
That's why I don't discuss actual sports, like, real, like, dialogue or, like, in depth anymore on Twitter. I would just say my point and keep it going. Like, I'm not going to discuss with you because I know you're going to say something that's either makes zero sense because Stephen A. said it or something weird.
I literally said Alabama shouldn't be number five, and some dude responded, "How many championships has your conference won in the last two decades?" What does that have to do with Alabama not being ranked number five? Because
technically the answer could be ridiculous because championships are bowl games. So
what? So, and then he was like, we created the playoffs because the SEC was too good and we had to give y'all a chance to lose. No,
now I think that might be true.
The playoffs was created because the BCS was ass.
And Two things can be true at the same time.
One of the last games in the BCS was a rematch between Alabama and LSU that shouldn't have happened.
That's what I'm saying. I think so he could be kind of right in a way because it was like the BCS kept putting SEC teams.
But it was his assumption is that it was because they were the better teams, and it's
okay. It's because he was half BCS, right. He was right. Yeah. He was like kind of right on accident by saying the wrong thing.
Yeah. So like
a broken clock is right twice a day. So, like,
exactly. You know. So watch the games. That's it. Or ask questions. I don't know everything. Dante don't know everything. Nobody does. But instead of just spewing things that you heard from other people, have an intelligent conversation. Ask a question. Learn something. There's a million people who drop videos on Twitter explaining scheme, explaining plays, talking about players. Like, there are people who do this. Don't come in my mentions. About national championships over the last two freaking decades.
I just did it with that that Michigan State clip where I briefly explained why it was so easy. If you look at the play, it was terrible angles and just no real effort from the defensive line where like the offensive line was able to get up to the linebackers and get to the second level. So it was just like, if you're going to talk football, it's really messed up because you don't have to have played the game to understand this game.
No.
You don't.
Because
understand the game.
Because if that's the case, no women would understand football because they can't play.
There are plenty of women who understand football
on just as well or level. Yeah, like just as well or better than me. Like, and all I do is consume football. There are women. Literally, my other podcast was with a woman. Like, if you had to play a sport to get it, it would be like nobody would know what they're talking about. So,
because I didn't play basketball and I understand basketball. I think very well, and I never play basketball.
It's just like, don't argue with me with media, with like media, like don't look at RJ Young's top 25 and then tell me what team is good.
I'm about to go look at that because I know you tagged me, and I didn't really look, and I was like, okay, so like I gotta see.
Yeah, no, we're gonna have to end the podcast before you look at that because otherwise we're gonna be on here for 20 minutes because it's that bad. It's worse than the last one. So, Dante, do you have any last words?
Wait. Because didn't OSU Oregon State lose to one of the Big Ten teams?
Yeah, they lost to Purdue.
Third.
So this was the
third. Okay. Why is Wake Forest 9?
Dante, we can't do this right now. All right, so do you have any last thing about the Big Ten before we spend the next 25 minutes talking about this ranking?
Nah, man. That's all I got. That's
okay. As always, thank you for traveling I-70 with us this week. If you enjoyed this episode, leave a 5-star review and mention Dante and I. You can find me on Twitter at JordanW330, and I have an article that drops every Sunday, and I will most likely be writing an article about Ohio State's defense coming up soon, a film review. Dante, where can they find you at on Twitter?
Dante M10216, man. Look, I got it. That's only because I'm reading it.
I'm weak. So with that, thank you again for traveling I-70 with us, and we will see you next week.